around the NFL, you know, it's week 17. So come Monday, Cleveland and Green Bay will be joined by a handful of teams that are going to be looking for new head coaches. And I don't know what the over-under is going to be for the number of teams that are searching for a new head coach. The number always seems to be every year somewhere between 6 and 8.
Yeah. About
a, you know, anywhere from 20 to 25% of the league is, right, is turning over their head coach's position. This will not be one of those places, obviously. But right now, the Packers, most of the time when teams fire their coach in season, they do it so they can get a jump on the process. They do it so they can get a jump on identifying candidates. And I'm not sure how I'd feel if I were a Packers fan, knowing that they fired Mike McCarthy so that they could get the jump on interviewing Jim Caldwell and Chuck Pagano to be the head coach of their team. Now, here's the thing. If you just look at accomplishment level, and I'll focus more on Caldwell and Pagano because I never felt like Chuck Pagano was a great head coach. Now, I do feel like Chuck Pagano was hamstrung by an owner who's a bit of a kook and a general manager who, for whatever reason, the owner loved, who was a terrible general manager in Ryan Grigson.
Right.
Like, if Chuck Pagano were the head coach with Chris Ballard there, a general manager that seems to have a plan, and let's face it, if he were the head coach there with a fully healthy Andrew Luck the last couple of years, maybe the story ends differently for Chuck Pagano. We know Pagano was a great feel-good story early on in his tenure at Indianapolis because of overcoming cancer.
Right.
So Pagano I'll put to the side for a second. Jim Caldwell is one that I'm sure Packer fans are going to be like, really, Jim Caldwell? I do feel like sometimes Jim Caldwell is almost, he's so calm sometimes on the sideline. He's almost too calm on the sideline about things.
Seeing how calm he's always been as an NFL head coach gives me anxiety. And I'm not like an anxious person at all. I'm a little high strung sometimes, it seems like, and I'm a bit of a spaz. People that listen to me on the radio, you've seen me. I'm a little spastic at times.
Right.
But for the most part, I'm a pretty calm guy. Just watching him, it gives me anxiety because there's no way I would ever be able to stay that even keel and calm during a game. I don't know why does he need a head coaching job? He's a consultant in the XFL
now. Is he? Okay.
Yeah, right now his current title is XFL consultant.
Here's the funny thing about Jim Caldwell is that he got to a Super Bowl as a head coach with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
His record with the Colts was 26-22, and that included 2011 when they lost Peyton Manning. So the 2 years that he had Peyton Manning as his quarterback, we back out 2 and 14, they were 24-8 in the two seasons he had Peyton Manning. Then he's in Detroit for 4 years. He was 36-28 in Detroit, which if I use the conversion chart for Lions football versus the rest of the NFL, 36-28 over
bad.
4 seasons, that's like winning 55 games in most other places. He made it to the playoffs. He made it to the playoffs twice with the Detroit Lions. Like his overall resume is not a bad resume, Jim Caldwell.
Yeah, I actually just did the exact calculation on my Detroit Lions conversion chart, and
what does it say?
That's like averaging 13 wins a year with any other team. Yeah,
see?
So it's a pretty. He's actually a really good. He's a Hall of Fame coach, essentially, based off of those metrics.
Now the thing is, I guess my point is that. Did you fire Mike McCarthy early to get the jump on the Jim Caldwell sweepstakes
right.
or the Chuck Pagano sweepstakes? And I guess at the end of the day, these are two guys who are worth interviewing if you're looking for a head coach. Would you rather have one of those guys, or would you rather want what Aaron Rodgers wants, which is for them to keep Joe Philbin on reportedly as the head coach?
Oh man. I think circumstances do, like you brought this up with Chuck Pagano, but I think circumstances do kind of skew how he was as a head coach. For his tenure, whenever he was with, why are they going after all the ex-Indianapolis coaches? I just realized
was
that
Philbin the head coach in Indianapolis?
No, not but Pagano and Caldwell.
Pagano and Caldwell.
Yeah. I just realized
they went back there. They fired Caldwell to hire Pagano.
But I mean, if you go back to his head coaching career, he's 56-46. It's above 500 as a head coach. But that's a fallback hire. Like I don't hate the call. I wouldn't hate the Caldwell hire. I wouldn't hate the Pagano hire. But I would absolutely hate the Joe Philbin hire. From the first second I saw him interacting with other human beings on Hard Knocks, I thought to myself, that guy can't lead anybody to anything. He needs somebody else to do all the work for him, and he's better suited to be a coordinator.
Yeah, he's not a guy that would inspire me if I were a head coach. And I get it that Hard Knocks is a show that's an hour's worth of snippets with hours and hours and hours worth of footage that winds up on the cutting room floor. So we know that there is part of Hard Knocks that is there to establish characters and storylines and things like that. But I do feel like the personality of the head coach is something that is pretty accurately conveyed on that show.
Absolutely.
And I say that because I know Bill O'Brien was portrayed as like this just curse-dealing hothead on there. And so maybe it was an over-the-top version of Bill O'Brien, but I don't think it was an unfair or inaccurate overall portrayal of O'Brien on that show. I say this to say that I just as a Hard Knocks aside, having been through it in a city that did Hard Knocks for a year in 2015, like we kind of know what the deal is now, and I do feel like the portrayals of these head coaches, knowing what we know now, like Rex Ryan was portrayed a certain way on Hard Knocks. Do we feel any differently now?
Right.
The way it's played out with Rex Ryan over his career, that he's a bit of clown, you know, he's sort of this clown that everybody on the team kind of loves and loves to play for? No.
I think it's easier for Hard Knocks to over embellish energetic and charismatic personalities, but I don't know how you over embellish that somebody with the personality of a piece of cardboard.
Well, and why would you want that guy being a significant part of your show? Let's find the most boring character we can and put him on there. And yeah, now look, it's one of those things where clearly Rodgers, you know, Philbin was with the Packers as an assistant earlier on in Rodgers' career. He clearly has an affinity for him. There's clearly a respect level there. And the Packers have played better the last few weeks under, you know, with no McCarthy than they have with McCarthy. At least I say played better. Offensively, they've been better. You know, they scored 44 points against the Jets, I guess. But I don't know. I just feel like if I were the Packers, if I were any NFL team right now, I would be really skittish about hiring somebody on the defensive side of the ball, like with a defensive pedigree, especially if I were a young quarterback. And I say that as I look through the teams in the NFL, as we try to come up with the, you know, sort of the count of which teams could be firing coaches. You look at the first year NFL head coaches, the ones that are having success and the ones that are kind of shaky right now. Of the bottom teams in the NFC, a lot of them are first-year head coaches or coaches that have gotten a vote of confidence. And Arizona's the worst team in football with Steve Wilks, a defensive guy, as a head coach. I know it's only 1 year, but I feel like you've got to fire that guy and find a head coach who can mentor Josh Rosen.
Absolutely.
And just roll with it, man. And just punt and say, we chose poorly.
And, well, if you're Green Bay right now, don't you think there's this air of you know, yeah, we've got Aaron Rodgers here right now. You want somebody that's going to be able to coach Aaron Rodgers and have a good offensive system for him. But what about in a few years when Aaron Rodgers is gone? You don't want to hire a guy who's just good for right now. You want to hire somebody that's good for the future too.
Yeah, maybe. I think there's part of Green Bay that feels like our window is Aaron Rodgers and we need somebody. Yeah. I mean, they just signed him to the most expensive contract in all of football. The NFL is a quick change kind of league. I don't think it's the worst strategy in the world to identify a guy that maximizes your window with Aaron Rodgers and then figure out the rest after the Aaron Rodgers era is over.
Do you have any faith that Joe Philbin could do anything with the Packers without Aaron Rodgers?
No, of course not. Yeah. But I don't know that there is a head coach out there that with that roster, if you took Aaron Rodgers off of it, is going to do anything.
That's fair.
Yeah, you could put Belichick there, and I think they probably max out at 6 wins.
You don't think Deshaun Kizer can get it done?
I don't know, and I'm a Notre Dame guy. I know I watched that 4-8 season. So Arizona, I think, is going to be looking for a new head coach. Yeah. I think of the first-year head coaches, I don't think Detroit fires Matt Patricia, but I don't think it's the worst decision in the world to fire Matt Patricia.
The storylines on him, I don't think it is either. The storylines on him have been just absolutely insane. What is it? He's been late to meetings all throughout the year.
Yeah, not just late to press conferences, but late to things
like
internally.
Like team meetings. And he's been calling out. Now, I know this sounds a little bitter coming from media people, but honestly, if anybody who knows me and meets me as an actual person, I don't identify as a journalist. I identify as a radio guy who likes to entertain people, and I just happen to pretend to do journalist things.
Right.
But he's been salty with the people who cover the team, calling out their posture, calling out them slouching, calling out the way they're covering the team. And it's one thing to be combative and gruff, which sometimes O'Brien could be a little bit snippy here, but it's nothing. I'm fine with it. But Matt Patricia is almost like he is he Bill O'Brien, when he does it, he doesn't look down at the media when he does it. Matt Patricia is obviously trying to put the media and other people that come in there on a lower playing field. And I just feel like every move he makes, everything he does, just it's like this narcissistic attempt at making everybody think he's more important than them.
O'Brien aside, like, I don't even factor O'Brien into this. You're Matt Patricia. You're 5-10. You've never done anything as a head coach.
Right. You have to win to be like that.
You have no right to be critiquing people's posture, and then you're late to everything. So I think that's two. I don't know if Dirk Cutter is going to be back in Tampa Bay. I would guess no.
I'm saying no.
Yeah, but I think they're going to fly with Jameis for one more year. So do you let those two like fail together, or I don't know. So let's say Tampa Bay. The Giants obviously are going to keep their coach. Carolina is an interesting one. Ron Rivera, they've got a new owner there who's kind of a hedge fund guy who I could see wanting to bring in his own guy. And then you start to get into some teams that I just, you know, you start to get into the better teams in the NFC where I don't think they're going to be firing anybody. And then over in the AFC, Todd Bowles is probably gone in New York. I think Doug Marrone's going to survive another year in Jacksonville probably. Sean McDermott's actually done a really good job in Buffalo. Is this the year that Marvin Lewis is gone?
Right.
Does Vance Joseph get fired?
I think Vance Joseph is gone. I just don't see him surviving this
year. Cleveland's already fired their head coach, and I don't know that any of these teams that are in the mix for the postseason are going to be looking for a new head coach at all. So I think we counted up about seven teams there probably. So we're probably right in that range. Right, that sweet spot.
Yeah, right where we thought, and that's what I figured is. If you put the over under at 7, I'd probably take the over or the under on that just in case. Or if you set it like 7.5, I'd take the under.
All right, I'm setting it at 7.5. How much you putting?
I will put a couple of chicken wings. Let's see. How much do I have in my wallet?
Okay.
I know I've got at least 6 quarters in my car.
Do you have a gift card that still has some room on it for anything?
Yeah, actually I do. I think I've got a Kroger gift card that's got about $3.50 on it.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's what we'll put that down.
Perfect.
All right,
that's all I've got
under
to my
seven
name,
and
by
a half.
The way.
All right, so I'm rooting for a lot of firings this offseason. All right. Nothing like rooting for people to be terminated and unemployed.
Do you like me trying to do the betting thing? I tried to do the betting thing.
That
Did
was
I make
good.
It seem like I know what I'm doing?
That was good. That wasn't bad at all.
I was flying by the seat of my pants on that one.
It's all right.